Only a handful of IU students were making their way home after bars closed Saturday night in downtown Bloomington. Elijah Mitchell was one of them.
No, we just look around and we see friends and we see people having a good time. We don't see a number of, oh my gosh, now we're like contagious or this is bad.
The bad number is 15. That's the maximum number of people permitted at private gatherings under a new order from Bloomington's mayor. The university is enforcing city and county orders related to the coronavirus and threatening disciplinary action for violations.
A lot of students feel like that they're unhappy because they're not able to do their usual social gatherings and fun like they're used to doing, and I understand that. I don't get to do a lot of the stuff that I'd like to do either.
Kirk White is IU's Assistant Vice President for Strategic Partnerships. He says initial data from required COVID-19 tests show an infection rate around 1%, but he says there's not a specific number that will trigger a change to in-person classes.
At one point, they were looking at 18 different metrics and trying to figure out what those would be. It's everything from, you know, the hospital bed availability to local county percentage positive, this whole long list of things.
University officials say they expect those specific thresholds to be released within days. They're also set to release detailed data on student testing tomorrow.
Well, we have largely gotten through all of the students who needed to be tested coming in. So we tested at IU more than 34,000 students on arrival testing, and that's the students living on campus and those in off campus. So as of right now, we have somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe about 5,000 that we're still trying to figure out.
University spokesperson Chuck Carney says he isn't expecting any surprises in the final numbers of positive cases, and he's hopeful that a handful of gatherings shut down last week will be an exception to the rule moving forward.
It was quiet over the weekend, and that's good, and our students, in large part, know what they need to do, and they are following that. Now, we've got a long way to go. We have to keep up the work. This is an unusual time, and we think our students are up to that.
Back downtown Saturday, Mitchell repeated a sentiment students have been expressing since summer, that the university is likely going to take all the classes online no matter what they do. So what's the point in adhering to guidelines when they're going to go all online anyway?
And they're going to say it's our fault. They're going to bring us back and say because we couldn't handle not partying that they have to shut the school down.
University officials say they're aiming to keep some classes in person, but socially distanced. To keep it that way, they say it's up to not only students but also faculty and staff. Everyone on IU's campus is required to sign a pledge to follow local health orders. Violations can result in a range of penalties, all the way up to summary suspensions. For WFIU News, I'm George Hale.